Luke 17, 11 to 19. If you're there, please rise on your feet and let's read the word of God together. Want to go? 17 to 11 to 19. And it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem and he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as he went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was cleansed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith had made you whole. Father, we thank you for the gift of this day and the gift of your word. Holy Spirit, really, we cannot do anything without you, neither can I. So take hold with me right now to deliver the word of God. It, with life and with the Spirit of God, to bring about an empowerment that is needed for such a season as this in the life of everyone under the sound of my voice. I thank you because you do much more than I could ever ask. Blessed be your name in Jesus' name. You may be seated. Praise God forevermore. I titled today's message, The Gains of Thanksgiving. Let somebody say it with me. The Gains of Thanksgiving. One more time, say it with me. The Gains of Thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. From the scriptures, when we read about the encounter of Jesus here on earth, there were a couple of occasions that Jesus himself will publicly give thanks to God. In prayer, he will thank God for what God has done. He will also thank God for what God is about to do. Praise the Lord. And a few of those instances, one of them was in the book of John, chapter 11, from verse 41, whereby Jesus had the news that one of his closest friends had died, Lazarus. And he went there and he saw Lazarus' sisters, Mary and Martha. They were grieving and probably a little bit also angry with Jesus because when he heard the news, he did not come immediately. They believed in Jesus. They know that he's the Son of God. They know that he has performed miracles. And they, of course, expected him to have shown up, but he didn't show up. So, but when he finally showed up there, they had already buried Lazarus. But something happened. The Bible said Jesus Christ, when he saw them crying, the Bible said there was an anger that arose on the inside of him. And as at that point, he saw that they were in pain. Praise the Lord. I know that sometimes when you see your loved ones and you see them troubled, it troubles you also. When you see them in pain, you are also in pain with them. The same thing happened to Jesus. As the Bible told us, we do not have a high priest that cannot be touched by the feelings of our infirmities. So when we hurt, he hurts also. So the same thing happened on that day. But Jesus was not just weeping and hurting and thinking that that is where it's going to end. The Bible said, and he looked up unto God after he had told them, I am the resurrection and the life. Praise God forevermore. Your brother is not dead, he lives. And he looked up to God. And the Bible said, Jesus said, Father, I thank you
because you hear me always. Praise God. Father, I thank you because you hear me always. Now, at the time he was thanking God, the Father, Lazarus was already buried 3 days. As at that time, he was stone dead, cold dead. And here is someone giving thanks to God. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, she's going somewhere with this. I'm even running ahead of myself, but it's okay. Thank you, Father, because you hear me always. What did the Father hear as at that time that he was thanking him for? Glory be to Jesus. I will say it in one sentence. Jesus was thanking the Father. He said, because you hear me always. He was thanking him first that he heard him. Now, what did he say before he thanked the Father? He said, I am the resurrection and the life. Your brother is not dead. He is sleeping. Praise the Lord. Now see what happened. Because he said, you hear me always. In other words, the Father heard him say that. Now what did Jesus do after giving thanks to God? He faced the tomb of Lazarus and called forth Lazarus and said, Lazarus, come forth. And the Bible said, he that was dead arose from the dead. Father, I thank you because you hear me always. The end of your faith is thanksgiving. Hallelujah. The song the choir sang today is wonderful. Because many are times, a lot of us think that thanksgiving is only something you offer to God when you have seen the result. Hello? That's when people think they need to thank God. Hallelujah. I remember a guy was sharing his testimony. I think I've shared it with the leaders. Who had one of his lungs was very bad and he had to go for surgery. He did the first one. It wasn't good enough. Nothing changed. He had to go for his second surgery. He was finding it difficult to breathe. And he said, I couldn't walk a meter. I'll be panting. At the end of the day anyway, they said the one of the lungs completely gone. And they told him, the experts told him, you can live on one lung. It's okay. So the man came. He came to his pastor in church and said, well, I'm back. This is what the doctor told me. They said, I can live. That there are many people who have lived up to 70 years and above on one lung. He said he came back to Nigeria and said to himself, if God gave me 2 lungs, there's a reason. Praise the Lord. But I'm willing to thank God for one lung. So he came to his pastor. And the pastor said, he told him, he said, one lung. That's what we are going to thank God for. Okay. I will join you to thank God for this one lung. The guy said, yes, sir. I am going to thank God for this one lung. But I believe God for a miracle. Hallelujah. He said, my thanksgiving is not only for what is, but it is also for what is going to become. I hope somebody is learning something. This man came with his family everywhere for a thanksgiving in church, thanking the Lord for the one lung and for the miracle that God is going to do. Praise the Lord. After that thanksgiving, this guy, he will come before the altar in his church. He said, I was doing it for 6 months. Every day, I don't miss it. I will come before the altar. Whether anybody is there or not, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I am there. And I will be giving thanks to God for my second lung. Hallelujah. The appointment that he was given, he went to see his doctor. When he got to the doctor said, let me see the x-ray they gave you, the one before. He said, what is it? In fact, the doctor discouraged him because they say, you know, after this while, let's not raise your hopes for nothing. He did not want to do another MRI. But the man himself insisted. And what happened? The doctor said, okay. At your word, we'll do it. They did the MRI. The doctor said, give me the former MRI that we did. He gave it to him. The man was confused. He said, they looked at it. They looked at that one. I can see. Glory be to Jesus. I can see something here. He said, he himself did not even believe. You know how things are. He said, he decided he was going to the UK for second opinion. Hallelujah. He went to the UK for second opinion. He went to go and see the people who are the real Akukwa in that area. He said, the white man looked at him and said, where did you do your MRI? He said, I did it in Nigeria. I did it in India. He said, well, their machine may not be working. No, he said it can't be working because when he saw, when they did their own MRI and saw, he said maybe the machine in Nigeria was spoiled. That was why they gave him a wrong diagnosis that something was wrong with him. Because the man said, it is impossible for anyone to grow long. His science told him it is impossible for a lung to grow back. So he was trying to look for an excuse and blaming it on the Nigerian machine, blaming it on the Indian machine, and said that is why it's not working, because his intellectual mind can never carry spiritual miracle. Hallelujah. The man came back and looked at the MRI. He said, there are two lungs there. Glory be to Jesus. Oh, I thought there would be somebody here who really would give. Do you have faith? The end of your faith is thanksgiving. Glory be to Jesus. Jesus told them, he told Martha and Mary, did I not tell you that if you believe, you shall see the glory of God? Praise God forevermore. Let's look at another example in the Bible.
In the book of Mark chapter 14 and verse 13 to 21, there is a story there. You are all very familiar with the story where Jesus was in the wilderness and the people followed him. 3 days they had followed him, and Jesus himself said, these people, they are hungry. They should be hungry by now. They are following me. They're following me. There is nothing to provide for them. But the Bible said, the disciple told him, there is only one little boy here that has what? 5 loaves and 2 fishes. That is all that they got. And the Bible said, and Jesus said, bring it to me. And they brought it to him. And he looked up and said, Father, I thank you. Oh my goodness. When you give thanks to God, insufficiency will turn around to sufficiency. Glory be to Jesus. Father, I thank you. He was thanking God for an insufficient provision. Some of us, because you are not where you want to be, because you don't have the things that you really want to have, because you have not taken delivery of those things that you desire in your life, you think, no, I will sing my thanksgiving until my testimony is full. The devil is a liar. Jesus had over 3,000, 5,000, 7,000 people. He knew they were hungry. He knew they needed food. And all they had was just 5 loaves and 2 fishes. What did he do? He never complained. He didn't say, this is not enough. He didn't say, God, why did you call me? Why did you call me when you know that you haven't got what it takes to take care of these people who are following me? That's not what he did. Jesus didn't complain. Why are there empty seats in this place? It should be filled with people. Glory be to Jesus. He did not complain. Neither did he cry. All he did, Father, I thank you. I thank you. Thanksgiving has the power to turn insufficiency to sufficiency. It has the power to make alive that which was dead. Praise the Lord. Thanksgiving created a miracle. Thanksgiving. But many of us, we're still waiting. Okay, when God does that big thing for me, then I will give thanks to him. No. In fact, that's not what God says. Because thanksgiving is not even a suggestion. It is a demand and a command from God. Praise the Lord. He said, give thanks to God always. Give thanks to God always. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Let's read it together. Every dead issue in your life is coming alive this month. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Are you there? Please read. In what? In everything, give thanks to God. In everything. In sufficiency, give thanks. In insufficiency, give thanks. In lack, give thanks. In abundance, give thanks. In all things, give thanks. Yes. He said, this is the will of God. So, beloved, there is no going around this one. You cannot bypass it. It is the will of God. And the Bible says, when we pray according to his will, he hears us. And this is the confidence that we have, that whatsoever that we petitioned him for, we already have it. Praise the Lord. Did you hear that?
If you pray according to the will of God. So your prayer of thanksgiving is according to the will of God. So when you are praying in anticipation, is somebody listening? When you are praying in anticipation, that's why I said, do you really want to be able to identify people who have faith? Check their response to situations and circumstances. That's how you know people who really believe God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You want to know if you really have faith? Check your own response to the things that come against you in life. Check your response. Hallelujah. For this is the will of God for us. In Christ Jesus. So those of us that are in Christ, kingdom citizens, praise the Lord. Thanksgiving is a command from God unto us. It's a command. We are commanded to give him thanks. He demands thanksgiving from you and I. You cannot escape that one. Praise the Lord. Because he said, if you do my will, if you pray according to my will, then he has heard. Did you get that? So you can imagine when Jesus now called on Lazarus and said, come forth. He had to come forth. Glory be to Jesus. He has fulfilled the commandments. Let's look at our text as well. In our text today, the Bible said, 10 lepers were crying unto Jesus and saying, Jesus, have mercy upon us. They want to be cleansed of their leprosy. And Jesus told them, he said, go and show yourself to the priests. You know, sometimes people think that their faith is not required. Faith is always required for a miracle. Praise the Lord. It's always required. Jesus didn't even pray. From what we read. Look at it. Go and look at that scripture again. Luke chapter 17. All Jesus said to them was, go show thyself to the priest. That was all. Now, that kind of instruction, you say, glory be to Jesus. That's why sometimes it reminds me of somebody that came and said, blah, 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 long story. And you say, okay, you just go and do this. And God will take care of the rest. She didn't like that kind of answer. She's looking for, bind that devil, kill that devil, kill every enemy, destroy everyone. And then you stand alone. So, she was not used to that kind of thing. And of course, the struggle continued. Because your last miracle is at your point of obedience. Hello? Sometimes God will ask of you to do something. And it's there in the Bible. Many occasions that people have certain needs and Jesus will tell them, you go and do this. Remember the Syrian chief of army staff that came to Elisha. Elisha didn't even open the door. He didn't see him face to face. He only sent a message to the man. He had leprosy. And he said to go and tell the man, let him go and dip himself in a muddy pool of water. 7 times he will be healed. The man felt belittled. Hello? And said, me, I don't think you even know who I am. If I command all the military in this country, Nigeria, where will you stay? Praise the Lord. He would have died a leper. But for people that are around him, that say, Oga, which one? You won't fight the man of God or you won't get miracle. Which one? If this is the miracle you want, at least do what he said you should do first. And thank God that he obeyed them. And by the time he dipped himself 7 times in the muddy water, what happened? He came out. The Bible said his skin was like that of a baby, a newborn baby. The leprosy disappeared. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. So what am I saying? That sometimes when you want something from God, like I remember my husband used to say, he said, there are some things you resist by prayer. There are some things you resist by means. There are some things you will resist by just obeying the instruction that God has given to you. Hallelujah. If you are crying to God for deliverance and you hear his voice say, just praise me now. And then you still want to be fighting and be praying and be praying. Hey, I've not reached the place where I should begin now. All the atmospheric, demonic, whatever. He said, praise me. You are still facing the demons. And God is saying, praise me. Then the situation will remain. Because you have not obeyed the instruction he has given. Is somebody listening to God here? Hallelujah. So in our text here, Jesus said, go and show yourself to the priest. He didn't lay hands on them. He didn't command any devil to go. Hello? He didn't pour water on them. He did nothing but give an instruction. Just like he gave that instruction in John chapter 2, when he went to that wedding ceremony. It was an instruction he gave. And the mother said, whatsoever he tells you to do, just do it. Just do it. And they did it. And what happened? There was a miracle. The same here. Go and show yourself on their way. Because that kind of instruction is demanding something from those people. Is demanding their own faith. Praise the Lord. Is demanding their own faith. Some of us, our faith is in prayer. It's not in God. There is nowhere in the Bible says, have faith in prayer. Hello? He said, have faith in God. So that when there's no prayer like this, you feel that it's not. Nothing is going to happen. No. He was demanding their own faith. And he sent them forth. And the Bible says, as they obeyed, because they were actually going to the priest. They had not even gotten there. The Bible said they saw that they were cleansed on the way. Glory be to Jesus. As you obey God, whatever he tells you from now on, you will see a miracle. In the name of Jesus. On their way, they were cleansed. And the Bible says only one came back to give thanks. Only one returned. Now that tells me a lot of things. Number one, it tells me that Jesus is taking notes. He does something for you, you don't come back to him to show gratitude, he knows. It was not Peter, nor James, nor John that told Jesus and said, see all these lepers, oh, there are 10 of them, oh, that you healed, oh, only one came back. No, Jesus himself said it. Were they not 10? How come it's only one that came back? How did he know they were 10? He was taking notes. Praise the Lord. Maybe you owe him thanksgiving. Tell your neighbor, you better pay up. Because Jesus, he took notes of every miracle. He knew. He knew I healed 10 people. Only one came back. So he's aware. Glory be to Jesus. Because he knows. Praise the Lord.
Don't mock God. God is not mocked. Only one came back. Let's go on. Thanksgiving. From that scripture, the only leper that came back to Jesus to give thanks, something happened to him that the nine that didn't come back would never experience. Jesus said to him, he that came back, he said, go thy way, thy faith has made you whole. Thy faith has made you whole. You are not only healed, but you are made whole. You see, it's one thing to be healed. It's another thing to be made whole. To be made whole is, you know, it encompasses everything. Body, soul, and spirit. Hallelujah. He said, yours is complete. So thanksgiving, your thanksgiving has a way of initiating the completion of a thing or a situation or an event in your life. His thanksgiving initiated completion. How many of you want something and you want God to complete it for you? Hallelujah. Then offer thanks to God. Don't deny him. Sometimes people say, we should give thanks to God. Some people will say, yes, God said we should thank him. When I see something that he has done, then I will give thanks to him. Something that he has done. When you see it. Now that is your problem, really. So your problem is an attitude problem. It's not really because there is nothing to thank God for. It is because you lack an attitude of gratitude. That is it. There is always something to thank God for. You know, when I was preparing this message today, there was something that came into my spirit that I started thanking God for because I've not really looked at it from that point of view before. That there are people that God, you know, has brought my way, whose faith has sustained my own faith. How? When someone stands here, for example, and is sharing a testimony of how they believed God, praise the Lord, and God did something for them, and he came through for them, and my own faith is being sustained. My hope that God will come through for me is being sustained. My confidence in God is being sustained. Hallelujah. That in itself is worth giving thanks to God for. Because there are people who do not have anyone that has anything to say that can sustain their hope in God. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. There are people that they see their situation as hopeless. They don't see how it's going to turn around. They don't see how it's going to change. They don't see how God can ever do anything concerning their situation. But if you are here today, you can still come here today. There is enough thing to thank God for. You know why? Because whatever struggle you have in your life right now, whatever challenge that you are facing in your life right now, has not taken away your passion and your hope in God. If it has, you won't be here. Because what will you be doing? What will you be looking for? You have not lost hope in Jesus. Hallelujah. Remember Peter? After Jesus was arrested and all the other disciples went to hide, Peter was still following him. Although the Bible says he was afar off, but he was still following Jesus. Why? Because what is happening as at that time has not completely eroded his hope
and his passion. So he was still there. Even though he denied Jesus, but he still couldn't leave him. His eyes were still on him. Praise God. I pray that there is no situation you face in life will erode your passion for God in the mighty name of Jesus. And then you will always have cause to give thanks to God. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. So through thanksgiving, you can perfect and complete your situation. In other words, thanksgiving will facilitate the completion of your situation. So while you are waiting for the manifestation, you continue to thank God for it. Praise the Lord. You know, that's where some of us miss it. If you pray, like the Bible says, you know, in Mark 11, is it Mark 11 now? 24. And the Bible said, whatsoever that you desire, when you pray, believe that you have received it. And then you will have it. And many a times we pray and we say, Father, I thank you because I believe that I have received. I've received my healing. I've received my promotion. I've received my progress. I've received whatever it is you want, blessing you want to receive from God. And then when we don't see it, we are discouraged. Because we don't realize that truly if I have faith and believe that I have already received it, all I need to do thereafter is to begin to give thanks to God. There is nothing. Hallelujah. If you truly believe you have received it, your faith will end in thanksgiving. That's the next step. There is nothing you have received, then the Bible says, you shall have it. So shall, it's futuristic. Praise the Lord. So before manifestation, what should I be doing? When I believe I've received, I will be thanking God for the manifestation. Praise the Lord. So sometimes when you pray and you say, Lord, I believe that I'm healed. And then you still have the pain. And then you continue to be praying. And cancel out your own faith. Father, I thank you because I believe that No, your prayer now should move from a prayer of asking to a prayer of thanksgiving. Amen. Philippians 4 and verse 6 tells us, he said, be anxious for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. Don't be anxious. Don't worry about anything. You have prayed about it. He said, in all things, do what? Bring your request known unto God. Now, he said, after you have brought your request known unto God, he said, what should you do? Give thanks. Let your request be known unto God. And with prayer and what? Supplication. With what? With thanksgiving. So a prayer of thanksgiving is needed. Is somebody getting something here today? Hello? Is God talking to you today? Hallelujah. Giving thanks in all things is what God demands from us. Psalm 100 and verse 4. Psalm 100 and verse 4. Are you there? Please read. Yes. Enter into his gates with what? Thanksgiving. With thanksgiving. Uh-huh.
And into his court with praise.
Yes. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. So anytime that you want to talk to God, you want to pray, you must enter with what? With thanksgiving. Because there is so much to give thanks to God for in our lives. There is so much to give thanks to God for. Thanksgiving takes you to a realm of all that you need
will be all that you will get and much more. Because this was what happened to that leper. What he need, what he asked Jesus to do, he got, and then he got much more. He got cleansed and then he became whole on every part. Ephesians 3:20. Unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think by his power that is within us. All that we ask or think. Now, thinking takes me to another point here. That thanksgiving is not only mere words. Father, I thank you. Okay, let everybody begin to thank God. Father, I thank you. I thank you for everything you have done for me. I thank you for... It goes beyond that. It's an attitude. Come on, help me tell your neighbor. It's an attitude. It's an attitude thing. And your attitude depends on what you are thinking. It depends on your perception of what is going on in your life. Praise the Lord. The reason why some people think they cannot thank God, or the reason why some people are angry with God, God did not answer my prayer, God did not do this, there is nothing to thank God for, it's their attitude, it's the way they have processed what they are seeing in their lives. Jesus saw the situation where his beloved friend Lazarus was already dead. How did he process that information? He arose beyond his feelings and began to give thanks to God. And because of that, what happened? The situation was turned around. God will turn around situations in your life. As you begin right now to embrace an attitude of gratitude. That's what God is waiting for. It's your attitude. It's an inner thing. It's the state of your heart. Is there faith in your heart or is fear in your heart? Beloved, when you are filled with fear, it will be difficult to give thanks to God. And God is not looking at just physical things that we do. He is a God that looks at the heart of a man. It's what is in your heart that is looking at. Your mouth can be saying thank you, but is your heart saying, God, can you really do it? What did David say in Psalm 19? He said, let the meditation of my heart and the words of my mouth be acceptable in your sight, oh God. So the two must be in one accord. The meditation of your heart, your attitude to the situation that you are faced with in your life. How do you see what you are going through will determine whether you will offer proper thanksgiving, genuine thanksgiving unto God. Do you see God working on your behalf in that situation? Then you will burst out in thanksgiving. Praise the Lord. You will be thanking God because you know it is done. You know he can do it. You know he can turn it around. Hallelujah. So there is nothing else but to thank him because you know he's going to do it. It's when we are troubled, we are afraid, and we don't believe, that's when we begin to say other things rather than thanking God. That's when you say, well, what will I thank God for? That's when you will say, well, it is after, okay, when I see this big thing. Hallelujah. When a man that had one lung, some of us may sit here and say, my problem is nothing. One lung. Do you know what that man must have gone through the first time that they told him they've got to take this lung out because it's gone? Do you know what will bombard his thoughts as at that time? But he rose above what he was feeling and said, God, you gave me two lungs for a purpose. I will not be denied. You say of yourself, you're a miracle worker. You've got a job to do here. Hallelujah. You have got to prove that you're a miracle worker. Now, I'm going to do what you asked me to do. To give you thanks always. I'm going to obey the instruction. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. There's one song in Yoruba that says it. It said, "You just be my backup, and I will keep praising you." Iwo shama shatile yimi, emi o magbe oga. Hallelujah. Emi o manyo, emi o magbe oga. Iwo shama shatile yimi, emi o magbe oga. In other words, you do your part, I will do my part. Glory be to Jesus. When you do yours, I do mine, it must end in a miracle. Glory be to Jesus. So are you here today? Maybe you are saying your trouble is weighing you down. Like you come to church, you say, clap your hands for Jesus. And to you, it is a drudgery. It's so difficult to put your hands. You had it. You had clap your hands. But you still did not put those hands together. Hallelujah. If you know that God really means what he says and says what he means. If you really truly believe that God can turn things around in your life. You'll be clapping before they ask you to. Hallelujah. You'll be clapping before anybody demands it of you. You will be doing it. I've shared the testimony of a man before who was sitting in front of me at a conference. And during praise and worship, this man was dancing with one hand. He had two hands. But this hand was going with the flow, with the music, with the drums, everything. He would do it like this. He would do it like, the man was, and the Holy, I was looking at him because he looked strange. The Holy Spirit now spoke to me. He said, for years, this man could not raise up that hand. Why wouldn't that hand on its own be dancing? Hello? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Hallelujah. You see, faith and thanksgiving, they go hand in hand. They are first cousins. Because you really cannot be truly and genuinely thanking God if you are faithless. It will just be something you are saying from your mouth. Rise on your feet. I'm not going any further with this. These are the gains of thanksgiving. A man came to Jesus Christ. 10 of them came. Only one came back to say, Lord, I thank you. Maybe some of you, you know, you just be thinking right now, hey, that thing I'm praying for, I've not received it. When I receive it, then me too, I will come and give thanks to God. There is so much to thank God for. There is so much, beloved, to give thanks to God for. There is so much. Look. Someone's mother, came to live with her children because she certified herself as invalid. Mommy, do this. It's my leg. It's my hand. It's this. She was always complaining about all manner of general debility. And they believe that really there is nothing wrong with this woman. And one day, the son said, Mommy, get in the car. There's somebody in Igbobi I want to go and visit. And they both went to Igbobi Hospital. Orthopedic. And they gave Mama a seat beside a ward where people's leg were hanging like this. Where people's leg had all sorts of, they've drilled, you know, some things like nails everywhere. The neck is hanging in a different place. They made sure they opened the door of that ward. He said, Mama, I'm coming. The person I want to see, they said, let me go to the office. I'll be back. By the time the son came back, Mama said, oh, Yanle. When they got there, she was doing like this. But by the time she was leaving, she was walking well. Because sometimes we allow whatever we face to weigh us down. And we forget that there is so much for us to be thankful to God for. You may not be where you want to get to today, but thank God for where you are. Yeah. Hallelujah. You may not have your harvest today, but thank God that you still have seed. Because if you don't have seed, there can be no harvest. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God. Thank God for what you are. Thank God for what He has done for you. Thank God that you even are in a place where you are hearing the word that you are hearing today. Hallelujah. Open your mouth and begin to give Him thanks. Genuinely from your heart today. Genuinely from your heart. Give thanks to God. Give thanks to God. Thank Him. Thank Him. If it had not been for the Lord that has been on your side. Acknowledge Him and give thanks. Thank Him. Thank Him for watching over you to protect you from the forces of the night. Beloved, there are wars and battles that have gone on while you were sleeping. The Bible says, He that keepeth Israel never sleeps nor slumbers. What God has done for you and I that we are not aware of is more than the ones that we are aware of. There are battles that have gone on while you and I were sleeping, snoring. But God refused to sleep on your behalf. That's why you woke up this morning, you open your eyes, and you are still on this side of eternity. Thank God. Because He ransomed you, and He has given you an inheritance with the saints in light, the Bible tells us that you have an inheritance with the saints, with God's children, the children of light. He called you. He chose you. He forgave you. He had mercy on you. And then He gave you an inheritance of a covenant of peace and a covenant of prosperity and a covenant of divine health and of eternal life is worth our thanks. Thank Him for the divine assurance that He has given unto you. That no weapon formed or fashioned against you shall prosper. Thank Him for it. So no matter what comes against you, you know you will win. Victory is yours. Thank Him because your victory is certain. Regardless of the challenge that you face in life. Thank Him because He's going to see you through. He said when you go through the flood, He said the water will not drown you. When you go through the fire will not burn you. It's a promise that He made and He sealed it with His own blood. Beloved, it is worth thanking Him for. Knowing fully well that wherever you are right now, it's not where you're going to end. Things will be better, bigger, brighter for you. Thank Him in anticipation of what He is going to do in your life. Thank Him because He has fortified your life with arrows.
The devil has tried, but he has failed. His arrows have been returned to the sender. And you are here today. Thank him. Thank him for loading your life with benefits. The Bible said daily he loads us with his benefits. He's a gracious God. Thank him for his grace. Thank him for honoring his word in your life. The Bible says he has set a table before you in the presence of your enemies. Thank him for that table that he has set for you. And as the Lord has told us, in this month, we will rule in the midst of our enemies. Thank him that you will rule in the midst of your enemies. Thank him for the authority that he has given unto you to rule in the midst of your enemies. Hallelujah. Thank him. Thank him. What it is that you believe God for today? Is there anything you believe God for today? Is there anything that you have prayed about and you want God to do for you? As you bring that thing to mind right now, I want you to begin to thank God. Begin to see it as done. Begin to see it as done. Begin to see it as done. And begin to thank God. Thank God and say, Father, I thank you because it is done. Thank you now, Father, because you have delivered me. Thank you, Father God Almighty, because you have honored me. Thank you, Father Lord, because you have opened the door for me. Thank you, Father Lord, because you have increased me spiritually. You have increased me. Thank you, Father Lord, for opening my eyes to see the pit that the enemy has dug for me to fall into. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for delivering me from arm's way. Thank you, Father, for delivering me from all wickedness of the wicked. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for the door you have opened to me for that job. I thank you for it. Thank you, Lord, that which is owed me is being given back to me. The money that is owed me is being paid to me. I thank you, Father, for it. Thank you for the house that I'm looking for. Thank you because it is done. Thank you because you have given it to me. Thank you, Lord God Almighty. I thank you for what you have done. Thank you, Lord, for paying my bills. You have paid the price. You have paid my bills. The bills of my house is paid. The bills of my car is paid. The bills of my food is paid. Thank you for providing food for me. Thank you, Lord, that I do not lack any good thing in my life. I appreciate you, oh God. I thank you because you have answered. You have answered my prayer, and I give thanks to you as I wait patiently, expectant, oh Lord, in anticipation of the physical manifestation. I thank you for it. I thank you for my deliverance. I thank you for my healing. I thank you that I'm healed in my body. I'm healed in my soul. I thank you, Father Lord. My eyes are healed. My blood is healed. My joints are healed. My organs are healed. My tissue are healed. In the name of Jesus, thank you for healing. Thank you, Lord, for healing. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for the salvation of the souls of my siblings. Thank you that they are saved. Thank you that my husband is saved. Thank you that my husband is delivered. Thank you that my wife is saved. Thank you that my brother is saved. Thank you that my sister is saved. I thank you, Lord. Thank you for bringing them into the kingdom of God. Thank you that they are citizens of your kingdom. Thank you, Father, Lord, that they will serve you. Thank you, Lord God Almighty, for all that you have done. I appreciate you. Thank you for the resources of heaven that you have made available for me. Thank you for the blood of Jesus that is protecting me. Thank you, Father, Lord, for the Holy Ghost that is giving me understanding in your word. Thank you for your word that you have given me. Thank you for the promises that I hold on to. Thank you, Jesus, for the sacrifice on the cross of Calvary. You sacrificed yourself for me. I thank you, Lord, for it. Begin to thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for your church. Thank the Lord for this church.
Thank the Lord for the grace in this church. Thank the Lord for the brethren. Thank the Lord for the testimonies that you listen to every day. Sustaining your hope, sustaining your faith, in the name of Jesus Christ. Begin to thank the Lord for it. Hallelujah.
Timbani kare oluwa shu ile amo kare oluwa o ile shu ile amo bimba kare oluwa ile shu ile amo bimba kare oluwa ile shu ile amo kare oluwa ile shu ile amo kare oluwa ile shu ile amo bimba kare oluwa ile shu ile amo bimba kare oluwa ile shu ile amo.
Hallelujah. Lift up your two hands. Father, I thank you, Lord. Behold, O God Almighty, your precious people today. Your word has come forth before them today. That which you demand from them, Lord, the grace to release it to you. Let it begin to work perfectly in their lives right now. Let it begin to work perfectly. The grace to give thanks to you in every situation. Father, in the name of Jesus, let it begin to work for them right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, every situation, Father, turn it around with their thanksgiving. The things that were impossible, Lord, make it possible with their thanksgiving. The doors that have been shut against their progress, by their thanksgiving, Lord, open those doors. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the dreams that are dead because, oh Lord, of their thanksgiving, let it come alive. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, any part of their body, oh God, that is being challenged, their health being challenged right now, their organs and tissues being challenged right now, Father, because of their thanksgiving, let there be a turnaround. Let there be a turnaround. Let there be a turnaround. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I decree over your life right now, today, and that this month you will rule in the midst of your enemies. In the mighty name of Jesus, the enemies of your progress, enemies of your finances, enemies of your health, enemies of your relationships, enemies of your marriage, enemies of your academics, enemies of your business, this month you shall rule over them. You will rule in the midst of them. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, Lord, I thank you for the authority that you have given your people. Thank you for that authority. As they use the authority in your name, giving thanks to you, O God, let them return with a testimony, with a bigger thanksgiving, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Put your hands together for Jesus as the choir will lead us in a time of thanksgiving and praise. Hallelujah.